It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed-up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast on more than 100 fantastic radio stations and streaming live at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today, coming to you from Starnes Media affiliate News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo and Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The 50,000-watt blowtorch, scorching middle America with accurate news and reasonable views. And as always, a privilege to speak with you in Starnes Nation today. Todd is still getting over that tricky little throat thing that is the bane of the existence for those of us who talk for a living. And I know some of you called in with tips yesterday on how to get the voice back. I sent him information about the herbal tea I use, and I'm sure he'll be back at full voice and full fever soon. We have a lot to get to in this edition of the program, and it would be a privilege. I would take it as a personal privilege if you'd stay around to hear. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Governor Mike Huckabee will be here with some thoughts for the season and comments about the news of the week. Regular visit from Governor Huckabee coming up in less than a half hour. In between now and then, we'd love to have you join the conversation coast to coast. We'll make Todd Starnes pay for the phone call. It's toll-free at 844-747-8868. I'll say that again, 844-747-8868. Join the conversation at the live show blog at ToddStarnes.com. You can follow Todd on Twitter, Getter, and what's the other one? Parler, at Todd Starnes. You can follow me at Twitter, Getter, Parler, and Instagram. And I am there at Iowa Politics, that's I-O-W-A, at Iowa Politics. Well, yesterday when I was here, near the end of the program, the individual who was sworn in as president back on January 20th, Joe Biden, came out to talk to the nation. And it was obviously designed to be an inspirational speech as we are nearing the holidays, and he strode out to the podium, and you had all manner of Christmas decorations, and it's a beautiful setting. And then, of course, he started to talk. And that's where everything kind of went south. If it was designed to inspire confidence, to demonstrate leadership, I'm afraid it missed the mark. The mere fact that the President of the United States wants to address the nation and does it during the shank of the workday, as opposed to the early evening, often during network newscasts, local newscasts, you've seen that for years, or during prime time. That's commonplace. If it's a message of importance, the president, I don't care who the president is, that person takes to the airwaves in prime time where people will be able to listen and watch. This president does not speak in prime time. Folks, it's a throwback to the Eisenhower era, when news conferences were just held during the regular business day before they really started televising and broadcasting these on the radio. Why is that? Is it because Joe Biden doesn't function well after dark? Is it because they want to say that he spoke to the nation, but they don't really trust him to speak to the nation? I think that's a big part of it, and I mentioned this yesterday. Around 5 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, the White House issued a news release telling us exactly what the president was going to say hours later. They broke the news because they didn't trust him to deliver it accurately. And they know that the press secretary, Pinocchio Sacchi, well, you're not going to trust anything she says. So they put it out in a news release so that all of the morning radio hosts, all of the morning cable TV shows could simply read from it, which set the agenda for the day. Joe Biden didn't have to show up and say a word because they had already primed the pump. And we decided not to go live to it yesterday simply because, first of all, it was bad radio. We could just tell. And we also had some guests that I think were far more interesting. And so we stuck with that. But we did monitor this. And Kyle, if you are ready, there was one soundbite that I thought just absolutely typified the whole Biden statement yesterday. Listen.
I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming.
Well, that's how it sounded to me anyway. It sounded like your grumpy old uncle showing up. It sounded like the Grinch. Forgive me if I have this wrong, and Governor Huckabee can certainly correct it at the bottom of the hour. But I always thought Christmas was a time of hope. It was a time when all things were possible. It was a time where we could recognize through the miracle of the Christ child that, again, all things are possible. All we need is belief. All we need is commitment. So during this same week, when the entire Christian world is getting focused on that, Joe Biden does his impersonation of Boris Karloff as the Grinch. He did not say that Christmas was canceled. He did not say he would stop Christmas from coming. But he certainly acted like it. He very much acted like it. Oh, it's fine if you're vaccinated. Yeah, everybody get together. But those of you who are not vaccinated, prepare for a winter of death. That is not what a hopeful, aspirational leader does. That is what someone who is trying to coerce a population into following a single narrative, that's what they do. And nobody is buying it. That is the key. And that, quite honestly, friends in Starnes Nation, that's what has them scared to death. You're not buying what they're selling. And so they're going to double down. They're going to triple down. They were right, by gosh. They can tell you that we know so much more now than we knew before. And so it's a whole different world now. Except it could be a winter of discontent and death. The Grim Reaper is not who we need, speaking from the White House at this point. Now, I am not suggesting for a moment, folks, that the government should not be telling us the straight truth on any of these issues. Absolutely, the government should. The government should be honest with citizens, especially when it has to do with health and welfare and security. So I don't want someone coming out there with a happy mask. I want straight facts. And no one is taking this administration seriously, because they have no credibility on this topic. To ignore in those public statements the facts about the role of vaccines in battling a pandemic, the role of therapeutics and treatment in handling illness, frankly, the role of a government in a republic with regard to mandates. This is why pop-up clinics across the country, as I mentioned yesterday to you if you were with us in the third hour, pop-up clinics, this is not an issue of access. You can get a COVID shot on virtually any street corner. You go to a grocery store, a pharmacy, a football game, as we learned yesterday, a strip club in Las Vegas. You can get the shot. Access is not the problem. The problem is those who have chosen not to be vaccinated, A, are not being taken seriously, B, are being vilified, and C, could be open to having a conversation if they could trust the source of the information. And if you're trying to get someone to do something, do you really find it to be effective when you threaten them? Especially since we have rights. We have only given up what rights we choose to the federal government. It is not the role of the federal government to tell us what rights we have. That is the reverse of the equation. We have full freedom and rights. We voluntarily, through the Constitution, as a people, have given up certain rights to the government in exchange for which they will keep us safe from external harm. But to sit there and say, now, if you're good little boys and girls, if you show up on Santa Biden's nice list, then you'll be able to go and do something out of doors. Otherwise, it is a winter of death and discontent, and it's ridiculous. Because again, they don't tell us what freedoms we have. We tell them what freedoms we are willing to give up if the government then responds in kind and takes care of us. They have it backwards. And so long as we let them get away with it, they're going to keep pushing. And this would be only the beginning. 844-747-8868 is the number. That's the number that David used to call in, and I'll get to that call from Georgia coming up after this break. So glad you're along. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Christmas is just around the corner, and if you are in one of the big box stores, you're not going to find MyPillow, and there's a reason why. They've been kicked out of many big box stores because of the cancel culture mob, and that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you, and that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow, normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. And MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Also, use the promo code STARNS. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Were you full of confidence from the president's talk yesterday? Did you feel full of hope? Did you feel like things are under control? Do you feel better now that he has addressed the nation? Give us your thoughts at 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. That is the number that David used to call in from Georgia, where he listens to the Todd Starnes Show live on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. David, good morning. Thanks for taking the time. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it, and thank you, for all you do and Todd does and all us conservative talk show people do. I've never been a political person, never been, a cat under the ladder person, conspiracy theorist. But, our last two-term president, I would listen to Rush all the time, and I'd listen to stuff he said, and I'd say, really? And so I started paying attention. Now today I read three different websites every day, three times a day. I've read thousands of articles. And here's my concern. Yes. I've read a lot of articles that have to do with China influence in this country. And I just don't understand how people don't get it from, you know, the driver from Feinstein to Hunter Biden to Joe Biden. I've read articles about McConnell, Pelosi, Schumer, and a lot of other people that's going on in this country. And I can't understand my philosophy. What I think is, and I'll hang up and let you talk, is I don't see how all these people that have the power, that have the microphone, that have the job, that they control the laws that are passed in this. I don't understand why they're involved with China unless one thing. And again, it's a non-educated guess. I don't have no factual evidence for what I'm about to say. Is I can't see why they would do what they're doing unless they're getting bought off. I can't see any other reason. I'll hang up. Thank you very much.
Well, hold on a second, David, just because I that is exactly the point. Don't you think that they're letting money take over? I mean, I don't know if you follow sports, but look at the NBA. They're scared to death about alienating China because they want to sell jerseys and sneakers there. It's all money, isn't it?
All money. It's all money. And again, the frustrating thing, as us conservatives all know, is, you know, again, I say the first thing when I have a talk with my wife or my brother that I talk to every day, he lives down in Houston, is I sound like a conspiracy theorist. You know, I say these things because, oh, you're crazy, you're this, you're... Listen, I'm not an intelligent person. I'm not a college educator. I'm just a normal blue-collar guy that's paying attention to what's going on out there, and you're right. You have the LeBron James is afraid to say something. You have the John Cena. Is afraid he's afraid he hurt their feelings because he made a comment about a movie. So his movie will flourish in China. He takes that. It's like this whole country is saying, we're sorry, China. We don't want to upset you because we need all your money. You know, we're the greatest nation in the world. We have all the money. Why do we need them?
Well, there are a couple of things that you said there. First of all, just because you went to college doesn't mean you're educated, and it sure doesn't mean you're smart. And I say that as somebody who taught college students for years. All right, you get a piece of paper. Well, that's nice. You have a much better sense of things because your job that you're working at for a living, you're keeping the nation rolling. You're keeping the nation going. And so, frankly, I'd rather hear what you have to say as opposed to somebody with a whole lot of degrees by their name and no experience. David, thanks for calling in. Have a very Merry Christmas there in Georgia, would you please? All right, David calling in, listening to the program on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. See, this is the thing. It may not be a direct payoff. It may just be fear of alienating this great market that we hear of. And again, I'm coming to you from the Midwest. This program originates from the Mid-South. We worry about agriculture because literally we feed the world. Yes, we're concerned about these markets. Here's the only thing I would say about China, and not to be a conspiracy theorist either. What's the goal of their political system? It's communism, right? I mean, that is the political system. You've got a leader there who changed the rules so that he could be in power for an indefinite period of time. When their goal of their political system is to take over everybody else, and we sit back here and say, well, they seem like nice folks. We could probably make some money off of them, without understanding how national security may be jeopardized, without understanding how the fabric and foundation of our nation could be undercut. I'm old enough to remember the global pandemic of 2020. And we all of a sudden said, wait, why can't we get face masks? Oh, we've been making them in China. Wait, why can't I get pharmaceuticals? Oh, yeah, we've been making them in China. Are you kidding me here? Did anyone not sense that when you farm out manufacturing, when you farm out the production of pharmaceuticals to a nation that not only is just a rival, but very, very potentially an enemy. Who thought that was a good idea? That needs to come back. So if anything, listen to what David just said when he called in. Take charge. America first does not mean anything other than taking care of yourself first. And we have forgotten that. We will not forget to talk with Governor Mike Huckabee, who joins us for his weekly visit after this short break. Jeff Stein in for Todd on the Todd Starn Show.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed-up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
Welcome back to the Liberty University Studios and the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Wednesday morning, 844-747-8868. It's morning, afternoon, somewhere where you are. You know, I am sitting here in my studio in the state of Iowa, and I like to think that we Iowans are a pretty smart bunch of people. And we demonstrated that on January 4th, 2008, when Republicans said more of them wanted Governor Mike Huckabee to be president than anyone else. And so joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line for his regular conversation on the Todd Starn Show is the aforementioned Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. How are you, sir?
Jeff, I'm doing great. I have such fond memories. And I've often said if the rest of America had been just as smart as Iowa was back in 2008, we wouldn't have had 8 years of Obama, which means we wouldn't have even a year of Joe Biden. So it's not because the people of Iowa didn't do their part, and I'll always have a great, great affinity for the state of Iowa.
Well, and obviously Iowans reciprocate. I am really looking forward, by the way, to firing up Newsmax this week, and I have it penciled on my calendar of when I'm going to watch Mike Huckabee's Christmas in America special. There are many times when you folks can watch it. If you go to the NewsmaxTV.com website, you can see. What was the impetus for the Christmas in America special, Governor?
Well, the producers, Dick Arlett, who has had a long history of producing everything from Bob Hope Christmas specials to doing things for ABC's Good Morning America, the Today Show, he and a couple of associates of his approached me and asked would I be willing to host the special that they wanted to put together for Newsmax. And it's their production. Newsmax took the show, decided they wanted to do it. And it was a lot of fun. We had wonderful appearances from people like Gary Player, the golf pro, Joe Namath. We had my daughter, Sarah, who's becoming her own celebrity and probably be the next governor. We had a guy that a few people have heard of, former President Donald Trump. He was one of the guests. And many, many others, Rita Cosby and Kevin Sorbo. So many people that were part of it. Point of Grace doing music, and just it was a great fun thing. But the basic idea of it was this, that Christmas for many of us is truly a spiritual event, and we recognize and we celebrate it that way. But for even people who might be Jewish or Muslim or nothing at all, Christmas in America is a cultural phenomena, and it's something that we all can embrace and all enjoy and benefit from. And so we looked at it from that broader impact of Christmas in America and how it's been a part of our culture for this country for a long time.
The program is Mike Huckabee's Christmas in America, and it's on Newsmax. It's being repeated, luckily, several times here near the end of the week, and you can go to NewsmaxTV.com and then pencil in on your calendar when you want to watch the program. For example, Thursday night at 9 Eastern, 8 here in the Central Time Zone. The rest of you figure it out for yourself as to when it airs. But, it's something that strikes me, Governor, that, again, for people of the Christian faith, it has a certain meaning. But for everyone, as you noted, this is a time where hope is infectious, and it is in stark contrast. In other words, America is feeling hopeful and full of love at this time of year, and the President of the United States is acting like the Grinch. It is really a message full of inconsistencies, and it does not do our nation well, does it?
It doesn't. And the whole idea of telling people that it's going to be a dark winter and many people are going to die. Christmas is a joyous time, but quite frankly, Jeff, it's also a time that more suicides happen than any other time of the year. More people are deeply depressed. Addicted people tend to go into bouts of addiction and alcoholism because many times they're deeply sorrowful about what they're not experiencing at Christmas. They're not having a Hallmark movie Christmas. And because of that, we don't need to add more grief to what people already feel. If anything, the president ought to say, you know, there's a COVID issue, and it's certainly serious, and we all recognize it. But we're Americans, and we fought bigger things in our country's history, and we'll fight this. But every American's got to stand up, step up, and do what they can to protect their families. But at the same time, live your lives, standing up strong and proud as Americans, and see your family and be with your family on Christmas, and do things for other people. And don't live your life in fear. Can you imagine if the guys getting out of the boats on D-Day said, oh, no, this is very dangerous. I'm going back to England. I'm not going to do this. We wouldn't be free today. The people from that generation recognized that they were going to face great risk. They took personal risk. Many of them never came home. But they did it because they wanted to preserve something that we're now just giving away, freedom. And I do not understand that.
Governor Mike Huckabee joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. The administration this morning, just a few minutes before our conversation, is apparently going to extend this pause on student loan collections for another 90 days. That certainly is pandering to the base, who got kind of upset that Congress couldn't get out of its own way this past week.
Well, I don't understand how Democrats would really think that Americans would want the government to spend several trillion dollars on including a bunch of very expensive social programs that they're going to have to pay for forever and ever at the expense of their jobs. It doesn't make sense. This idea that, oh, the government's going to give things away. No, it isn't. It's going to take things away. And then the government is going to spend the money that you would have had in your own family had the government not taken it. And when Joe Biden says it's not going to cost a dime, we know he's lying. That's just not possible. And when he says these are going to be wonderful things, you want to ask, wonderful for who? A single mom who can barely afford the cost of groceries and gas? Is it going to be great for a factory worker who can barely pay the rent on his house right now because inflation has taken away everything that he gained over the last few years in his paycheck? This is where people in Washington live in this bubble. They are delusional, and they have no idea what the real average American is having to face right now.
It is something that is shown really in a daily basis when the press secretary comes out and dismisses things, you know, like the poor peons there in the Midwest. I mean, you know, we had a caller just before the break who in essence said, you know, I'm not very smart. I didn't go to college. I just work for a living. Well, that's the foundation of this country. Thank you very much.
It is exactly the foundation of this country. And I just don't believe that a lot of Americans are fully cognizant that when the government says, here's something, we're going to give it to you, they had to take it from someone else. And by the way, a lot of times that someone else is the very person who thought they were going to be excited to get it for free, but they're not. And one thing people don't understand, when the government raises the cost of things by adding taxes and regulations, it means that everything you buy, whether it's a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk, whether it's a piece of furniture or an item of clothing, it costs more. And when the business that makes it is going to sell it, they don't absorb that cost. They pass it on to the consumer. So this idea that, oh, we're going to tax the rich people, like Elizabeth Warren believes and AOC, that's nonsense. rich people who run companies, they simply build into the cost of what they're doing, pass it on to the consumer. So that person reaching for it at the shelf, that's who's paying the corporate taxes, not the big company.
Governor Mike Huckabee is joining us on the Todd Starn Show. You can follow him, of course, at MikeHuckabee.com, and his Newsmax special, Mike Huckabee's Christmas in America, is on several times this week. So of all of the aspects of Christmas, whether it is the faith-based aspects, some of the secular aspects, what is Governor Mike Huckabee's favorite part of this season with family?
It's listening to my grandchildren read and recite the Christmas story from Luke 2. My 9-year-old granddaughter has memorized the entire passage, and so she will be reciting a big part of it from memory. But all the kids who are old enough to read will take a turn, and they'll be reading from the scriptures. And we do that before we have our prayer and open packages, because I know the kids are excited to open gifts, and they'll certainly get to do that. But we want to make sure that they grow up realizing that this isn't about trees and Santa Claus and Christmas gifts and wrappings. This is about Jesus. And because of what he did, that's why we get to enjoy the love of giving gifts and all the other things that go with Christmas.
Well, obviously that is entirely in the correct order, but I have a feeling Grandpa spoils those grandkids. Am I right?
There's a big sign. It's written right across my forehead in permanent ink, and it says sucker. And basically, those kids get whatever they want. People say, what do your grandkids call you? And I said, they call me whatever they want. They can get anything they want. I'm having a great time. And by the way, Jeff, do you know why grandkids and grandparents get along so well and have such a close bond?
I do
it's
not.
Because they have a common enemy. That's right there.
I don't have children, so I therefore don't have the grandchildren part down, but I can understand it. You're really in it against the children. You're all in it together, aren't you?
100%. And it's so funny when my children will say things like, now, Dad, if you're going to keep the kids this weekend, I've made a list of things that you need to do, especially when they were infants, and they would say, now, here's how you do the diaper. And my wife and I would look at each other and think, how do you think you kids got here? How do you think we somehow managed to bring you all the way to being adults so you can have your own kids? We're not stupid, but we would smile and say, oh, thank you so much for telling us how to do this, because we might not have known. But that's part of the whole magic of it. I've said many times, Jeff, if I could have skipped kids and gone straight to grandkids, it's exactly what I would have done. And every grandparent will know exactly what I'm talking about.
I have neighbors who I can just point to that as well. So I understand. Maybe I should adopt some grandchildren. Governor Huckabee, I thank you so much for the time today. It is a privilege, as always, to talk to you. A very Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you, Jeff. Merry Christmas to you and all your wonderful staff, and take care and God bless.
Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee's Christmas in America is on Newsmax this week. And of course, it's MikeHuckabee.com. And he joined us live on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here on the Todd Starnes radio program. Now, speaking of Patriot Mobile, you know this, but I want to remind you of it. Now more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that share our values. And Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but here's a unique concept in today's world. Patriot Mobile actually does something about it. You see, they are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you and I care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now and use promo code Todd to get free activation and a free gift. Veterans and first responders save even more. Who does that? Well, Patriot Mobile does, because it's a good company doing good things for people. Switching is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Again, patriotmobile.com/Todd for the best deal, or if you prefer the phone, 972-PATRIOT. Pick up your Patriot Mobile phone and call us now at 844-747-8868. We'll continue the conversation with you on the other side of this break. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along on this edition of the Todd Starnes Show.
triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
This holiday season, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories with the purchase of a Peloton bike, bike plus, or tread. And take your workout to the next level with accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, a heart rate monitor, cycling shoes, and more. Peloton, motivation that moves you. This limited time offer ends December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Welcome back to the Liberty University Studio and the Todd Starnes Show. 844-747-8868 is your phone number, and connect with us. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. You can follow along with the show as always at ToddStarnes.com. Also follow Todd on Twitter, Getter, and Parler at Todd Starnes. You can follow me online. TotallyIowa.com is the website. That's TotallyIowa.com, and you can get connected on the three different podcasts I do every day. I'm also on the socials. That would be Twitter and Getter and Parler and Instagram at Iowa Politics, at IOWA Politics. So I mentioned this in our conversation with Governor Huckabee here just a moment ago. At the administration now, after it all hit the fan, finally decided, all right, fine, we will extend this student loan payment moratorium. We'll extend it another 90 days, so now it's good through May 1st. How many times is the administration going to say, well, we really don't have the authority or the interest in doing certain things, this is Congress's role, and then when Congress fails, then they go in and do something? It's not the first time this has happened. Everybody knew it would happen, because there was a sunset clause. The thing ended February 1st. The thing that I find interesting about the student loan payment situation is no one is justifying with data that this is necessary. No one is justifying with data that because of COVID, then all of a sudden now people can't pay their student loans. I would dare say people can't pay student loans if they have them because of inflation at this point. How many people are looking for work? How many jobs are available? We have plenty of jobs. Now, granted, it may not be in the right place, right? There may be jobs in this part of the country. You're in another part of the country. It may be that we don't have the proper skill set for some of these. Okay, that's why we have wonderful community colleges and training programs. But what's the incentive for someone without employment to get a job if the government makes it possible that you don't have to worry about it? Well, I have a lot of obligations. I got to pay student loans. Well, no, you don't. No, you don't. And what's worse is those of us who worked our way through school and paid our own way, if all of a sudden we're going to forever forgive student loans, which is, again, what some of these progressive, radical, Marxist Democrats want to do, wipe the slate clean, never mind the obligations that people made. It's a gift. Well, where's mine? This is what is so fundamentally wrong with what the Democrats are trying to do to this country. This country was built by people who worked hard, who followed the rules, and therefore saw benefit. Work is its own reward, honest work, but work also leads you to success. If we take that away from someone, if we say, yeah, you signed up for these loans, but you know what? You don't have to pay them anymore. What does that do to the incentive? if we say, well, you know, this job over here, this is beneath you because you're either so highly educated or you think you should earn more, and, you know, because you've got 16 streaming services and 9 different cell phone lines. I mean, obviously not with Patriot Mobile. You're paying too much unless you're with Patriot Mobile, but you get the idea. We say to these people, never mind all of that. It's okay. The government will take care of you. You're destroying the fabric of the country. Not to mention the fact that the rest of us, pardon me, don't want to pay for your lazy butt. It's always a pleasure to talk to you folks in Starnes Nation. Another hour coming up over many of these stations and on the stream. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Thanks for being here for the Todd Starnes Show.
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, I think you're going to love Viator. If you haven't heard, Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace. They've got everything from simple tours to extreme adventures, all the cool and interesting stuff in between as well. Well, this year, my wife and kids are making one of my bucket list trips come true. We're going to Sun Valley. So we're going to fly to Sun Valley, and I tell you, the thought of bringing skis, poles, boots, snowboards, everything, overwhelming. But that's where Viator came in. They made this incredibly easy. I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, Viator arranges a first-class experience, custom ski, snowboard, and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to the condo. It's pretty amazing. Experiences are what we love most about travel. They create these long-lasting moments and make memories that will last a lifetime. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to Hour 2 of a Wednesday edition of the Todd Starnes program, coast to coast on more than 100 outstanding radio stations. And streaming live at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. I'm Jeff Stein, and I am coming to you from the Starnes Media affiliate, my home base, News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo and Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching middle America with accurate news and reasonable views. Good to have you along on the program. As always, follow along on the live show blog at ToddStarnes.com. You can follow Todd as well on Twitter and Gitter and Parler at Todd Starnes. You can get in touch with me on Twitter and Gitter and Parler and Instagram at Iowa Politics. That's Iowa Politics. And, of course, you can follow the website that I have, which is totallyiowa.com. Pleasure to have you along on the program. 844-747-8868 is how you can reach us. That's 844-747-8868. And we would love to have this conversation continue with you as you have an opportunity during this next hour. We'll get to your calls in the next segment, but joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Richard V. Battle. Mr. Battle is a Texan, he's a businessman, he's an author, and he's someone I've had the great privilege of speaking with on my programs in Iowa in the past. You can learn more about him at richardbattle.com. Mr. Battle, thanks for taking the time to join the Todd Starnes Show Coast to Coast. How are you?
Jeff, I'm so glad to be with you, and I appreciate the opportunity to visit with this Todd Starnes great audience.
All right, so you have a new book out, and I am struck by the fact that not only is the book a tremendous topic, but you have all manner of posts on social media to help augment this. Tell us how you came up with the idea for this book, which is called Life's Daily Treasure, 366 Doses of Hope, Optimism, Personal Growth, and Encouragement.
Well, last year in 2020, as the political scene raged, as people were trashing the country, as COVID hit, and there was so much despair around the country, and I was looking for things that would help lift my spirit and inspire and motivate me, and I thought, there's got to be tool for people who are in the same situation that can help them every day to be encouraged as they start their day and lift their spirit and give them hope, like you talked about in the previous hour. And this is the season of hope, and hope is the thing that drives all of us to have better lives.
Now, let's roll this back a bit. I wanted people to know that there is this new book, and it is discounted, both the hardback and paperback, at richardbattle.com. But you did not go into this to be an author. You had quite a fine career before that. Tell us about your background and how you became not just an author, but the author of several books so far.
Well, I never dreamed of writing one book. My English teachers in high school probably never dreamed of me reading a book, much less writing one. But over a course of many years, as life events happened, it came the opportunity to try to share my life experiences to help lift other people up through written books as well as the spoken word, as I'm a speaker and trainer as well. And everything is a personal growth type work to try to help people where they're at so they can enjoy and have a more fulfilling life.
Richard Battle is our guest on the Todd Starnes Show. The most recent book is Life's Daily Treasure. RichardBattle.com is the website. And as I like to tell people, you can get these books many places, but if you go directly to the author's website, you get better service and it helps the author out as well, if you folks can read between the lines on this. So this has been a journey for you, as you say, as you've started writing these books, and it has just sort of evolved. In the time that you have done this, what has been the evolution of the audience?
Well, it's been an audience that's grown from a local and statewide audience to an international audience now, and doors have opened beyond my comprehension. And Life's Daily Treasure, which has six nuggets every day, somebody can read it in a minute or two. It's amazed me the number of people in the different formats and the reach of this particular volume. And it's been a terrific gift volume for the holidays, because people can give this and it will lift everyone's spirits daily. And as Oliver Wendell Holmes said once, a man's mind, once enlarged by a new idea, can never return to its previous state. So when we give that gift of inspiration and motivation, if it motivates someone, it can be life-changing for generations.
Now, obviously, based on what you have said, you are a man of strong faith, but that is not a prerequisite to get benefit out of this book, because you have come at these daily messages from a variety of different standpoints, correct?
Yes. Each day of the month has a subject. So, for example, the 22nd of the month is patience. And there is a scripture, but there's also a motivational quote, and then a quote from some of my past works as well. And then there's three listings that celebrate American greatness. And that's the other thing that I wanted to do, is I'm so tired of people who've never done anything for our country trashing it. So I wanted to remind people daily of Americans' birth dates or Americans' contributions to our great country, and so they can be able to answer back some of these people who are trying to destroy our country.
Richard V. Battle is our guest. The new book is Life's Daily Treasure, and it's at richardbattle.com. I mentioned in the introduction that you are a Texan, and you have talked to me previously on my radio program about things that have happened in your state this calendar year, as the border, in essence, to the south of your state has been erased. For those who cannot grasp how this is impacting your state right there on the front lines, give us an idea, because you're not just sitting at home. You've traveled around during all of this as well.
Well, yes, and I've been down to the border recently and traveled with the Department of Public Safety public affairs officer down there, and saw firsthand how we're flying people out of South Texas all over the country. And that turned what used to be border states of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Every state is now a border state. Every city is now a border city, because people are being flooded across the country and local taxpayers are having to pay for education, housing, food, health care, everything for these people, because nearly all of them can't take care of themselves. And as of October, they had had people from 150 countries intercepted along the Texas border just this year.
That to me is staggering. 150 countries trying to come in. And, you know, for many people who potentially don't pay a lot of attention to this, although I'm certain that anyone listening to this radio program or this podcast, depending on how you're listening to us today, I am sure you're well aware of how this is. But for many people, they may just think, well, it's the border with Mexico, and so we have folks from Mexico coming up, and they might think it's a little broader and include Central America, but 150 nations, that is striking. That's just basically the world getting the message that, in essence, you can sneak in the back door of the movie theater and not have to pay the admission price. And so everybody goes to that one corner.
That is precisely true. And the vice president saying that she'd go to the Northern Triangle countries and look at the root cause of the issue is, in my opinion, a joke, because it's not an issue with the Northern Triangle countries. It's a border issue with the world. It's not a racial issue. It's a legal issue. And every naturalized citizen I've ever spoken to, and I go out of my way to ask this question, what they think about illegal immigration, to a person, they say, everyone ought to come legally like they did.
Richard V. Battle is joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. What's the mood then with folks in Texas? I mean, do they feel put upon? Do they feel, I mean, I saw over the weekend that your governor there was getting some wall panels put up. I mean, it made me feel good here in the state of Iowa, and I don't live in Texas. But what's the mood? Are people, how are they adapting to this absolute inundation of human beings, especially with all that they bring with them, shall we say?
Well, yes, and I think the people are grateful to Governor Abbott and the state, because there's been $3 billion plus put in Operation Lone Star to try to fortify the border, and we've had several other states help. And I think this could be the issue that reinstills federalism and states' rights if enough states will help Texas and the other border states defend the border. And all you have to do is look along the border counties and how even the Hispanic populations are turning Republican because they are so fed up with what the government in Washington is doing.
All right, now let's close this conversation, if we can, on a little more aspirational note, because unfortunately the border crisis is of such magnitude now, it's going to take some very strong leadership to turn it around, and that's not going to happen anytime soon. So let's turn it around to something positive. So here you are, the author of books including Navigating Life's Journey, Common Sense in Uncommon Times, and the new one, Life's Daily Treasure. As you, Richard Battle, approach Christmas this week, what message do you want to share with individuals, especially as we are confronting all manner of things in 2021?
Well, I think there's two things. One, as bad as we may feel things are, things can and have been a lot worse for other people. And we who have faith have that hope. And to me, that's what's so critical. I really feel for people who don't believe in a creator that loves them and gives them hope for a long, eternal life. I feel sorry for them, because regardless of what happens, we know what the end result is and what the victory is. And that hope can help us go through any pain to get there.
Richard Battle, it is always a pleasure to speak with you, sir. Such good insight and good spirit about everything. It is greatly appreciated. I hope you and yours have a very Merry Christmas, and thanks for taking time to talk with us on the Todd Starnes Show today.
Thank you, Jeff. Merry Christmas to you and your family and all the listeners as well.
Richard V. Battle, he is online at richardbattle.com, and his new book is called Life's Daily Treasure, 366 doses of hope, optimism, personal growth, and encouragement. And of course, that also gives you the acronym HOPE. And he's a great follow on social media. I see his posts daily on LinkedIn, and it is a good inspirational note. And again, it's richardbattle.com. 844-747-8868 is the number where you can join this conversation. If you go to toddstarnes.com, there is still time for you to take care of those last items on your Christmas list, and may I humbly suggest a copy of our Daily Biscuit. You know, it's not going to be there to put in the stocking, but here's what's perfect about it. You go order the book. It will show up at some point. You give them a nice little card and a picture of the book and Todd, and you say, here, I bought you this book. You're going to love it. They're going to appreciate it not only that day, maybe it's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, whenever you get together to exchange gifts, but then they're going to remember you fondly a second time. So really, it's a rather sneaky way of going about it if you think about it. If you want to get double credit for this Christmas gift, go buy a copy of Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Do it right now at toddstarnes.com. Might as well get a couple while you're there. And then the gift recipient will be grateful not once, but twice. Works out pretty well for you, doesn't it? 844-747-8868. Your calls on the other side of this break. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd Coast to Coast on the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, I think you're going to love Viator. If you haven't heard, Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace. They've got everything from simple tours to extreme adventures, all the cool and interesting stuff in between as well. Well, this year, my wife and kids are making one of my bucket list trips come true. We're going to Sun Valley. So we're going to fly to Sun Valley, and I tell you, the thought of bringing skis, poles, boots, snowboards, everything, overwhelming. But that's where Viator came in. They made this incredibly easy. I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, Viator arranges a first-class experience, custom ski, snowboard, and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to the condo. It's pretty amazing. Experiences are what we love most about travel. They create these long-lasting moments and make memories that will last a lifetime. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back from the Liberty University Studios. This is the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast, and streaming live at toddstarnes.com. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. Give us a call. We have some time this hour to continue this national conversation with you at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. In our last hour, if you were with us, and I hope that you were, and if not, go and get the podcast later at toddstarnes.com. The Toddcast is always there at toddstarnes.com. I was talking about President Biden's remarks to the nation yesterday afternoon and how it was such a stark contrast between the way most Americans feel this time of year as we get near celebrating the birth of the Christ child. And you had such dour predictions and such pessimism. And that really, to me, points out, to a large degree, why we've got some of the problems we have in this country. There is such a disconnect between citizens and the elites. And we talked about this with Governor Huckabee last hour as well. There's just such a disconnect with these folks who think everything is going straight south. And they, the government, that's the way to fix it. And for those people, government is the religion. And it is not. And it is not for most Americans. That's why so many of these proposals that come from Washington fall flat very quickly, because of the fact that the rest of the country is not on the same page as these people in Washington, and realistically, it's the other way around, right? They're not on the same page with us. They don't have the same struggles we have. They don't have to worry about where the money's going to come from to pay for this huge increase in gas as they commute to work. Grocery prices, etc. Prices going up all over the place. And instead, the elites make light of it, because they are the rulers and you're just the mere subjects. That's not how this is supposed to be. You know that's not how it should be. and you respond accordingly. And then what do? They look down upon you. All of these things are part of a plan on their part because they know better than you. They know more than you do. They know better how to teach your children. They know better about one-size-fits-all health care. They know better than you do about if we just could reform the entire American government and switch it away from a good, solid capitalistic system, everything would be great. The problem is, you don't believe that. And no time in history has it been proven that it would be so darn great. They are just so out of touch, and therefore, because they are so arrogant, they cannot for a moment believe they might be wrong, and then they double down. Let's face it, anyone who knows me would tell you, I hate to be wrong, and I have a habit of not admitting that I'm wrong. I'm trying to be much better about that, but I'm sure I'm wrong about that too, if you think about it. Well, in any case, these people, though, what do you mean locking things down doesn't work? Let's lock them down harder. We're sure we're right. Despite the fact that New York City seems to be the most closed city in the world, has now the highest rate of infection. The stuff doesn't work, and they refuse to acknowledge that because, you see, they know more than you do. You and I know better, and on the other side of this break, we'll talk about steps you can take to assert your identity. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along on the Todd Starnes Show.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
This is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd and coming to you, as always, from the Liberty University Studios. 844-747-8868 is how you can reach us for this conversation. By the way, Tim Van Horn will be behind the mic tomorrow filling in for Todd. It is a best of Starnes on Christmas Eve Friday, and then back to live shows again Monday. So my privilege to be here again today. Tim Van Horn will be your guide tomorrow on this radio program. Well, you all do know that MyPillow does not sell through box stores or shopping channels anymore. Welcome to the cancel culture, right? All right, so one of the benefits of this is, well, there are a couple of benefits. One, Mike Lindell is now really knowing who his friends are, and he knows how loyal his customer base is. And, you know, I think he knew that anyway, right? But now you're dealing directly. You don't have the middleman, and there's not the markup that's necessary. Those of you who've been in business, you understand there's a producer, and they've got to provide goods to a store, and then the store marks the price up so they get their cut out of it. Well, if you don't have that middleman, you don't have that store, one of two things could happen. One, Mike Lindell could just simply keep charging the same price and pocket the difference. But that's not who he is. He's passing the savings on to you. And by selling directly to you, you save money. How about the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for the classic standard MyPillow? Regularly, that goes for $69.98. Talk about a value at that price. Imagine how good you'll feel when you only pay $19.98 if you use promo code Starnes. That's the standard pillow. They also have the queen size pillow. It's regularly $79.98, now $24.98 with promo code Starnes. King size? You bet. $89.98 is the regular price. Now it's just $29.98 with promo code STARNS. My Pillow started with pillows. Now it's so much more than that. More than 150 products, sleepwear, slippers, beds, dog beds. You know this if you've gone to the website, but if you haven't gone there lately, you may not know of everything that's there. So while you're listening to this radio program, why don't you fire up the phone or the computer or whatever device you use and go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code STARNS for these great lowest ever discounts. You can also call them 1-800-544-8939. I'll say that again. It's 1-800-544-8939. And that promo code of STARNS, it works on My Store and Frank Speech as well. So MyStore.com, FrankSpeech.com, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, and you're gonna thank yourself. I mean, how many people, I'm just curious about this, how many people get themselves a Christmas gift? I mean, who better to know what you want, right? You should think about that. Get yourself a MyPillow. Bill is calling in now. He's listening to the flagship, the Mighty 990 KWAM Radio. You're in Cordova, Tennessee, Bill. Thanks for calling in. Jeff Stein in for Todd. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Jeff. First of all, I always enjoy Todd Starnes, but when you're on there, it's just a treat, too. You know, it's awesome.
You're very kind. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it greatly.
Wanted to get that out of the way. You were talking about MyPillow, though, and
yeah.
The first thing I wanted to say is I wanted to throw a thank you out to Mike Lindell and MyPillow. I have a foundation, and they just made a contribution of some merchandise that I'm going to auction.
Oh, wow.
So I wanted to thank him personally for that. And I also wanted to do a little testimonial. I have arthritis in my neck, and I was going to the chiropractor every 3 weeks. And I could not possibly forget to go because I had a constant reminder. And I bought an elite firm MyPillow, and I forget to go to the chiropractor now. I mean, I literally forget that I have an appointment.
Isn't that fantastic?
The best sleep. I've had no pain in my neck. I can turn my head all the way to my shoulder on both sides. And it's just like I don't have arthritis. It's an awesome pillow, and I just highly, highly recommend it to anybody that needs it. I can't say enough about it.
What's your foundation, Bill?
The Merriam Hess Foundation for Acute Stroke Care and Rehabilitation. Mm. We raise funds to help people who've had a stroke and expired their benefits from Medicare and whatever else, so we can help cover the cost of therapy.
Oh, that's fantastic. What gratifying work. I really appreciate
it's
your kind words. Well, yeah, I mean, because, I think all of us have, well, I'll just tell you, someone that I work with in radio, with one of the ag networks here in Iowa, and he was very open about it on the air, so I can share it with you. He's about 40, and his wife's about the same age, and she just had a very minor stroke. Uh-huh. And it was actually because she had had COVID, and her blood vessels had constricted as part of COVID, and all of a sudden a chiropractic adjustment led to a stroke. Again,
yeah.
Minor, but so it can happen. It's not, there's no stereotype, is there, with regard to who might be afflicted with a stroke?
It's not discriminatory. It can be anybody. And it can be any type of stroke, and you know, for any reason. And you know, the short story with mine is that my mother had a stroke, and she had the Medicare 100-day benefit period, which isn't enough because her stroke was devastating, and they needed 2 years of therapy. And on her 100th day, she was standing, weight-bearing on both feet with assistance, and Medicare quit paying. And we couldn't continue therapy personally because we just didn't have the money between us to do it. And I said, I can't let somebody get to that level of recovery and then have the rug pulled out from under them, literally, by Medicare or anybody else for that matter. So we just kind of decided, my sisters and I, to take this on. My website's not even completely up yet, so we're taking donations by check. But the website will be up by the end of next week, hopefully.
Well, I encourage you to call back and let us know what that is when you get it up there. And again, thank you for your very kind words that you said, and for all of this good work that you do and the testimonial for Mr. Lindell's product. Have a Merry Christmas, Bill, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Jeff. It was great talking to you.
Likewise, sir. Likewise. You know, and I've said this before, I do not get anything from my pillow. But literally, I had problems sleeping. You know, you do the old, well, let's go with smaller pillows. Okay, how about larger pillows? How about two? How about none? And just always woke up with a pain in the neck. Now, normally, I am a pain in the neck for other people, and you can ask Todd's staff about that. But in any case, I would wake up with a pain in the neck, and my wife said, why don't you try this? Imus talks about it on TV and radio. And I said, it's a pillow. What difference can it make? Instant. I will tell you, instant difference. Woke up the next morning. I've had to travel very little in the last several years, luckily, because I'm not a big fan of it. But I can tell when I don't have a MyPillow. That's why it's on my bed, and that's why I can keep the schedule I do. So, again, but whatever you do, use promo code STARNS, because that will just simply get you the best deal. 844-747-8868 is the number. There are a number of stories out there today, and so much of this ties to COVID. And it's, once again, I don't want to belabor some of this, but for example, I heard the individual who was sworn in as president on January 20th speak yesterday. And as those who were controlling the strings on the marionette allowed him to talk, he said, it is our patriotic duty to get the vaccination. I just do not understand this. It is not a patriotic duty to succumb to unquestioning one-size-fits-all medicine. Now, I want to be very clear, as I think I have when I've had the privilege of speaking into this microphone to you in the past. Get the shot. Don't get the shot. It's not going to affect my health, really, because I'm responsible for my health. And I know my medical condition. You don't. The U.S. government doesn't know my medical condition. They're sure trying to get into every aspect of my life, but to this point, we've held that off, right? This is a decision between a doctor and a patient. Your body, your choice. That's what I've been told all of these years. And when you have the people who are in charge acting in this panicked, double-down mode, in one breath saying that you're going to die if you don't get the vaccination, and it's going to be that terrible winter of darkness and doom, and the Grim Reaper or Grinch or whoever is standing at the podium, and then at the same time say, oh, but it is your patriotic duty to get it. The messaging on this is just way out of line. Way, way out of line. If you want to present me as an authority figure, if you want to present me with information, with facts, with something upon which I can make a decision, all right, do that. Then I'll make my decision. Similarly, don't, as the government say, that you are going to have all of these mandates, but you will allow medical and religious exemptions. Don't say it unless you're serious about allowing it. And we have talked on this program about those who simply pay lip service to the religious exemptions. Nope. Not going to give those. Oh, we say we will, but we're just not ever going to see the case. We're just not going to grant any. I would think that these people who are trying to remake America would be smart enough to overcome that. They'd be smart enough to say, all right, we're really not going to give any religious exemptions, but we're going to give a couple to throw them off, to make people think that we are open. We're not open. We're closed as all get out on this topic, but we're going to make people think we're open. So we're going to grant a few. And then when they say you're not granting them, we can point to these examples. Look, we granted these. Of course we grant these. But as with so many of these mandates and the lawsuits that First Liberty, for example, as we've talked about on the program, have filed on behalf of members of the military, when the government goes, oh, for the entire list of those who say they have a proper religious exemption, when government goes, oh, for however many, that is evidence, legal evidence, of a regulation that is discriminatory. The law supports that. The question now, friends in Starnes Nation, is, will the courts continue to hold these mandates off to the side, to rule against the mandates as being an impermissible intrusion in your life? Or are they going to see it as their patriotic duty to follow what this president says? Now, again, I'm not against a vaccine. I'm not against this vaccine. I'm against government telling you what medical decisions you should make. I am against government misleading the public into thinking that if you put a rag across your mouth and nose and strap it to your face with a rubber band, you now are invincible. That's malpractice. That's malfeasance. Unless, of course, you're one of those creating the narrative, and then you can say what you want. You, out there in Starnes Nation, have the ability to stand up and speak out. Whether it's on this radio program right now at 844-747-8868, whether it is in your community, whether it is with your friends, this is no time to be silent. Good people have to stand up. Because if good people don't stand up, as the saying goes, bad people will. And we got enough of those out there. 844-747-8868. Your calls on the other side of this break. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thank you so much for being here. It is so appreciated. You're listening to the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, you are going to love Viator. Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, and for me, Sun Valley skiing is huge on my bucket list. So I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, custom ski and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to our condo. Pretty unbelievable. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
I am so glad that Kyle is finding this music, because I have found it hard to get into the secular holiday spirit. By the way, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University studios. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. Would love to talk to you at 844-747-8868. I'll tell you about the guests coming up in the next hour in a moment. But, you know, I'm here in Iowa, God's country, as I like to call it, the Midwest. Normally, we'd have some snow. And we literally had, where I live, one quick little 2-inch dusting that was then followed by a 70-degree day and a record number of tornadoes. I mean, literally last week, 1 week ago today. Second highest number of tornadoes in history, and it was on a December day in our state. Luckily, not the devastation or loss of life, as in the Mid-South, and we still pray for those folks. That just an amazing, amazing show of force by Mother Nature. But I don't have snow, and I'm working on various projects, and I'm just kind of focused on working. And so for me, it doesn't feel like Christmas. And so hearing that kind of music, I am going to have to fire up the Mannheim Steamroller CD before too much longer here so I can get into the spirit. I have had that happen before, unfortunately, where I don't get into the spirit, and then it's Christmas Day, and it's the day after Christmas, and then all of a sudden I start listening to Christmas music. It's like, well, that's a great move, genius. You might want to do that. And the thing, you might want to do that earlier, but the thing that strikes me is, if only we knew when Christmas was every year, right? If it would just be on the same day every year, then we could plan. Oh, that's right, it is. I had that conversation on the phone with someone before I came on the air today. He was lamenting last-minute shopping, and I said something about, well, it would be nice if we knew it was coming, you know, if it was the same day every year. He did not denote the sarcasm and said, yeah, that would be great. Well, no, it is the same day every year in any event. However you are commemorating, I hope you have, and I don't want to run out of time on today's program to say this, I hope you have all of the blessings of the season. I hope you have safety. I hope you have health. I hope you have bounty. I hope your heart is full of the joy and the hope that the birth of the Christ child brings to all of us. And as Governor Huckabee said in the previous hour, grandchildren reading the scriptures and then opening gifts, I don't know. I want to know where he's having that, and I'm just going to go there. I'm just going to go to his house. Can you imagine? He'd be calling security in about 5 seconds. Guy with Iowa license plates rolls up to the Huckabee house on Christmas. Yeah, that isn't a good thing in any way whatsoever. All right, coming up in our next hour, we are going to talk defense issues. This is serious stuff with Elbridge Colby, former Trump administration defense official. And we'll also hear about God's Not Dead, We the People. All that and more in the next hour. Thanks for being along. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, I think you're going to love Viator. If you haven't heard, Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace. They've got everything from simple tours to extreme adventures, all the cool and interesting stuff in between as well. Well, this year, my wife and kids are making one of my bucket list trips come true. We're going to Sun Valley. So we're going to fly to Sun Valley, and I tell you, the thought of bringing skis, poles, boots, snowboards, everything, overwhelming. But that's where Viator came in. They made this incredibly easy. I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, Viator arranges a first-class experience, custom ski, snowboard, and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to the condo. It's pretty amazing. Experiences are what we love most about travel. They create these long-lasting moments and make memories that will last a lifetime. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
A great state got ever best. Radio stations and streaming live at toddstarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. I'm Jeff Stein from Todd Starnes affiliate, News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo and Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the 50,000 watt blowtorch scorching middle America with accurate news and reasonable views. And it's a privilege, as always, to talk to you here at Starnes Nation today. Same phone number as always for you. It's 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And we will take your call from the Liberty University studio in the next segment. But joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Elbridge Colby. Mr. Colby was an official in the Defense Department during the Trump administration, and he is the author of an absolutely excellent book entitled The Strategy of Denial, American Defense in an Age of Great Power Conflict. Mr. Colby, thanks so much for joining the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Wonderful to be with you, Mr. Stein, and your listeners.
I asked you this question when you and I spoke on the radio another time, and I'm just going to ask it bluntly again because I think it is very telling, your answer, based upon what we see from the Biden administration. Based upon your experience, Eldridge Colby, what is the greatest threat that the U.S. national security faces today?
Oh, I think unquestionably China, Jeff. I mean, it's by far the most powerful state in the international system other than the United States itself, but it's the first time since the 19th century that we're not clearly the largest economy in the world. China can compete for that moniker, and they're the only ones who can truly undermine our freedoms and our prosperity, because if they dominate Asia, the world's largest market area, they will have the ability to do so. I mean, in a sense, in the future, given that Asia is going to be more than well over 50% of global GDP, we're all going to be working in some way for the Asian market. And if China's dominant over it, which is entirely possible, we will really suffer at home. And all the other threats we face, you know, which are real, but they're considerably less pointed.
Eldridge Colby joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. How is it that China was able to get to this position relative to the United States? Is it a matter of their stronger desire? Were we negligent in terms of intelligence or what?
Well, I would say it's a combination of their fundamental ability, and they kind of made a breakthrough under the kind of notionally communist leader Deng Xiaoping in the 1970s and 80s to open up their economy and move to a more open economy. And they kind of unlocked the, you know, what we know is the way that you get rich and prosperous and powerful in the modern world, which is some kind of market system. So, you know, they deserve a lot of credit for that. But at the same time, we were almost criminally negligent. And John Mearsheimer, the distinguished scholar of the University of Chicago, had a very good piece in Foreign Affairs earlier this year. I mean, we essentially totally not only neglected them, but also enabled them in a way that was tremendously naive. I mean, there were parts of our society and economy that personally benefited. But I think on the whole, we were, you know, taken up by the hubris of the so-called end of history after the collapse of the Soviet Union, that nobody could challenge us. And so we poured money in, we opened up, we admitted them into the World Trade Organization and didn't bother to hold them to account for the commitments they'd made, let them steal intellectual property. Apparently under President Bush, he would say the thing that his China policy was, he just didn't want to hear about China, which is in a sense the absolute best situation you wouldn't want as a rising power. You would want a kind of benign neglect from the existing rising power. So now we're going to try to catch up, but or sort of, you know, make things right, but we're coming from a really bad position that is substantially caused by our own errors over the decades.
Eldridge Colby is the author of The Strategy of Denial. He joins us live on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. And again, for your background, you were the lead architect of something known as the 2018 National Defense Strategy. And this was a tremendous revision of our strategy. As you undertook that project, what did you find that we had been missing? And something tells me that your answer is going to lead to why you've titled the book, as you have, The Strategy of Denial.
Well, you're right. I mean, you put your finger on it, Jeff. I mean, I think, you know, a combination of hubris, that we, a sense that we could never be challenged, which was connected to this sort of idea that we had gone past history, you know, that, I mean, a very distinguished Marine officer that I worked with, he said, where's the difference between you and a lot of general officers in the Pentagon is you think a war with China or, you know, or Russia for that matter is possible, and they don't. I mean, a lot of our military and defense establishment was focused on the forever wars and counterinsurgency and counterterrorism. And, you know, I mean, obviously going after Al-Qaeda and ISIS and so forth are critical in some, to some degree, but we'd really lost the focus on the basics of international politics, which is, you know, I mean, in a sense it's politics all the way down, but it's, you know, you focus on the most powerful entities because those are the ones that are most dangerous. I mean, even if somebody hates your guts, if they're really weak, you can handle the challenge. And the Pentagon just lost the bubble. And I think also, Jeff, we'd become kind of drunk on a lot of this ideology, frankly, across the political spectrum, where people were thinking about, you know, I mean, you know, oh, we're going to end tyranny or end evil or we're going to solve every problem in the world or this kind of stuff. And instead of focusing on the basics of what's in Americans' interests, concrete interest, which is that we can't allow power to become so strong that it can impose its will on us. We become, I think hubris is the word, and that's the denial that you know, the kind of one kind of most basic meaning of denial is we were in denial about the reality of the world and how it exists and now we're paying the price for it.
Are we going to be paying the price in an even more pronounced way, given the makeup of the team in charge now in the Biden administration?
I mean, it worries me, Jeff. And I, you know, look, I'm a conservative Republican, but I mean, I try to be fair in calling my shots on, you know, in general, but certainly on this. But, you know, I got to say, I mean, you look at the Afghanistan debacle, and I was supportive of getting out of Afghanistan. I think that was the right decision, although some people disagree. But certainly we could have expected to have been conducted more ably. I mean, we all pay over 3% of our income to national security establishment. I think we deserve better than that. And then looking at it right now, I mean, the remarkable thing, you know, all leave aside all the particular merits and issues that are going on. I mean, you know, Vladimir Putin has decided that this is the right time. And I mean, of course, the to push in Ukraine. And I mean, very intelligent, knowledgeable people are saying that they are going to invade, that this is going to happen. And apparently, Vladimir Putin has decided that it's this team in Washington that he's best off putting. And so the proof is sort of in the pudding. And that worries me because, I mean, it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what our opponents do and think. And if that's what Putin thinks, then that tells you, in a sense, more than all the talking heads in Washington.
Elbridge Colby is our guest. He is the author of The Strategy of Denial, American Defense in an Age of Great Power Conflict. Do you think there is a timeline for China with regard to Taiwan? We hear some people say, well, with the Olympics coming up, they're not going to do anything, but holy cow, watch out after that. What's your analysis of that situation?
Maybe I'm too pusillanimous, but I never try to put a precise, you know, timeline on a prediction because I really don't know. And anybody who says they do know, I think is kind of saying more than they should. But here's the way I look at it, Jeff. I look at it kind of deductively or rationally, and I say, if I'm China, I've got the military in this decade potentially to wrap Taiwan up. I really want to do it, and I know the Americans are finally and too slowly and fitfully turning to focus on me, and I see this coalition coming together, Australia, India, Japan, etc. So, you know, just rationally, that says to me, if I were in Beijing, I would be saying to the leadership, we should really think about doing this sooner rather than later, because not only do we have the military for it and we have the military advantage, but also it could short circuit the formation of this, what I think of as like an anti-hegemonic coalition. So it's kind of overdetermined. So, you know, there's a lot of people, particularly the sort of so-called sinologists, the people who study China very closely, say, oh, don't worry, you know, Xi's going to worry about this party Congress. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, I think it's human behavior. I don't think the way that China makes a decision is that different. You know, it's almost Darwinian. I mean, it's almost like the way animals make a decision, you know. I mean, if he thinks it's to his advantage, if they think it's to their advantage and it's compelling enough, they're going to go, you know, because, I mean, and, I, you know, people say, oh, they start a war. And it's like, well, I mean, we've started a couple of wars in the last couple of decades. So is it so implausible? So, I you know, to me, I don't know. But the best way to reduce the probability, in my view, is Strong Clausewitz, the famous military strategist, you know, in whose shadow I stand, you know, he said the best strategy is always to be very strong, right? Don't rely on some kind of ninja, you know, super clever stuff. Keep it simple. And, you know, we should be focusing, despite what's going on in Ukraine, despite what's going on in the Gulf, we got to be focusing on the critical area, which is China and Asia.
In addition to being the author of The Strategy of Denial, Elbridge Colby is co-founder and principal of something called the Marathon Initiative, and they are online at themarathoninitiative.org. Tell me about that organization, please.
Sure, Jeff. Thanks for asking. It's a nonprofit think tank, and you know, Washington needs another think tank, like people need a hole in the head. But actually, we did think that there was a market need for developing really in-depth and, you know, sacred cow slaughtering, if necessary, strategies. I mean, in a sense, my book is coming, you know, been with Marathon for a couple of years now. The idea is to give us the platform and the ability to do hard thinking that may pick people off. And that's not necessarily the case with a lot of the big established think tanks, which are kind of more, you know, they're more status quo. And we don't need status quo right now. And my great partner, and he's a phenomenal thinker and a statesman, Wes Mitchell, you know, he's a really important article in the National Interest earlier this year about how we deal with this two-front problem of both China and Russia. So we're trying to we're trying to really grapple with these issues in a way that connects to Americans' practical interests and gets over these sort of stale, you know, the kind of 1990s, 2000 stuff that's still far too prevalent in Washington in the so-called blob.
The MarathonInitiative.org is the website for that group. The book is The Strategy of Denial, American Defense in an Age of Great Power Conflict. Elbridge Colby is the guest. And let me ask you in our final 30 or 60 seconds, if you were in a position of influence and power directly working for the administration now, what's the first thing that you would advise someone do with regard to the threats you just outlined?
That's a great question. I think I actually wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal about a month or two ago that was almost like a message to the administration, which is you got to take the Taiwan thing very seriously. And the Chinese are definitely prepared to use military force. They've used it against the Indians. We don't know what exactly they're doing necessarily in their defense budget that's going to come out. I think the key here, though, is we basically know, you know, we figured out through a lot of this wargaming what we need. And I would just make sure I bought that if it meant sacrificing some sacred cows in the defense budget or spending more money. We don't want to be penny wise and sound foolish. I mean, we want to buy the stuff that's going to make the Chinese think if I try to invade across that Taiwan Strait, I'm too likely to fail. And so that's what I would really kind of focus on and what I'm obsessively pushing, because I really think, you know, we might be at a, you know, for want of a shoe, the kingdom is lost kind of situation.
Well, it is very frank talk, but it is the opinion of a realist, and I appreciate that greatly. Mr. Colby, thank you for the time to join us on the Todd Starn Show. Merry Christmas to you and yours, sir.
Merry Christmas to you and you and all your listeners as well.
Elbridge Colby, the MarathonInstitute.org is the website of his group. The book, however, is wonderful. I have it on my desk there in the office, and it is really straight language to you. The Strategy of Denial, the author, Elbridge Colby. He joined us live on the Todd Starn Show. Like to get your reaction to that and whatever other topic you have today. I've put out there the question, do you feel more optimistic, or do you feel better now that Joe Biden talked to the nation about COVID? Or instead, did it sound like the Grinch trying to take away what's left of Christmas? 844-747-8868 is how you can join the conversation. We'll take your calls when we return in a moment. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, you are going to love Viator. Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace. And for me, Sun Valley skiing is huge on my bucket list. So I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, custom ski and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to our condo. Pretty unbelievable. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Started formulating why you're going to go to the polls and vote in 2022. And I'm curious to know, what is the big issue for you? What is going to drive you to go and vote and kick the Democrats out of power in November of 2022? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Now, there are some brand new polls out. ABC and CNN have separate polling data. And I want to share this info with you. Biden is in big trouble. big trouble. And the Democrats know this. They know, and they're terrified. They know what's about to happen. Now, CNN, and they buried this information in the poll. This was literally the buried in the middle of this this story. Their poll finds that two-thirds of Americans, 66%, have doubts and reservations about Biden's leadership. This is not the Fox poll. This is the CNN poll. 66% of Americans have doubts about Biden's leadership. 92% of Republicans, 36% of Democrats. That's a huge number. Huge. But the more concerning number for Democrats is the number of independents who believe that Biden cannot lead this country. 75% of independents. What does that tell us? That tells us that if the election, the midterm elections, were held today, the Republicans would win in a historic landslide. Could nearly wipe out the Democrat Party. That's how bad things are. Very similar issues with the ABC poll. Nearly 70% of Americans say they disapprove of how Biden is handling inflation. That's according to the ABC News Ipsos poll. Unbelievable stuff here. 94% of Republicans say they disapprove of Biden. 54% of Democrats said the same. So a majority of we're talking a majority of Democrats say that they disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing. 71% of independent voters. So you put all these numbers together and you have major problems, serious problems for the Democrats. And it's not just on the economy. It's not just on the fact that Biden goes out there and he starts talking about somebody's grandmother falling off the front porch. There's also another issue here. Crime and gun violence in America. Every major American city setting records for crime and violence. Every single one. So what are we going to do about this? Well, I've got more to say about this, and we're going to get to that right after the top of the hour break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I'm curious, what's going to drive you to the poll? Is it crime? Is it the economy?
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, you are going to love Viator. Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace. And for me, Sun Valley skiing is huge on my bucket list. So I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, custom ski and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to our condo. Pretty unbelievable. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Into the feel of this season. Welcome back to the Liberty University studio. This is the Todd Starnes program. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today on this Wednesday. And we're going now live to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And we have a special guest. He is David A.R. White. Mr. White is the founding partner of Pinnacle Peak Pictures. And we're going to talk about a very interesting project, which is entitled God's Not Dead, We the People. Mr. White, thanks for joining the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you having me.
No, please go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just going to ask you to get right to it. Tell us about this project.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about God's Not Dead, We the People. We didn't know that we were going to make a it is the fourth installment in the God's Not Dead franchise. And, you know, the question always is are you going to make another installment or is it done? And I want to say that we're not trying to be the Fast and the Furious movies. You know, that would be like 10 of them, I think.
yes.
but, But, you know, every single time we make a God's Not Dead movie, it seems to align up with exactly what is going on in the culture. And I think, and it's an amazing thing that happens. This one is about, I reprise my role as Reverend Dave, and our church has a homeschooling co-op, and we end up getting visited by the county and told that if we don't comply with their regulations on the education, basically taking God out of our classroom in the homes, then we will be fined every week until we do. And we end up, the group ends up going to Washington, D.C. to fight for our freedoms and to basically say, how far do we want the government reaching into our personal lives and also into our children's education? And I think the movie couldn't be better suited than to be out right now.
I was going to say, this sounds to me like, and I don't want to put too much pressure on it, but it sounds like a template. It sounds like something that could inspire people who feel a certain way but just don't know what the outlet is so that they can actually put their thoughts into constructive action.
I mean, that's really what the God's Not Dead movies have always been about. You know, when it started out, it was about people wanting to take faith, take God out of the college campuses. And we had all these court cases that backed up, you know, everything that was going on there. The second one was about the high school, all of a sudden God being removed from, you know, from the high school. And then it went into the community where you know, God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness was about being you know, nativity scenes being removed, God being taken out of communities. And the franchise has always been about opening up conversations that people don't, you know, either A, aren't aware of, or B, just, you know, aren't talking about it. Because I think that's the only way we change, is by bringing it up to the forefront, you know, of conversation and getting people to feel something for it.
And feel comfortable in speaking out, because I dare say that those, especially who have strong faith, have been canceled so often, you know, you may feel that you just, it's not worth it, but heaven knows it is worth it now more than ever, I would suggest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the interesting thing, is that there's, obviously our country is split in a lot of different ways, but that's where our freedoms originally came from. You know, it's I love the piece of, if you know, of God's Not Dead, We the People, where we're in Washington, D.C., and we're talking about, you know, where did these freedoms come from? Where are the rights of the government? You know, how far can they reach into our lives? And not forgetting about the sacrifice that was paid for the freedoms in our country. And it gets back to remembering, you know, the core principles of why the United States was even created in the first place.
We're speaking with David A.R. White, and we're, of course, talking about God's Not Dead. Now, four movies in this series. God's Not Dead, We the People is now available, not only for digital viewing, but also to purchase the DVD. GodsNotDead.com is the website. Is this the kind of project that could even have been made, let's say, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? And the question, Mr. White, comes from this perspective. The technology has changed so much. The ability with digital to do so many different things. We now have the platforms where you don't have to necessarily go to an established studio to do a movie. You can do it yourself and get it directly to the people. Is that a factor to where this message is now possible today and it wouldn't have been not all that long ago?
I thought you were going to say where people go to space, but they actually don't go to space. You know, they're just in a soundstage with a green screen.
Yes.
you know, there's certainly, obviously the film has been changing in so many different ways, you know, even as long as I've been doing this. It doesn't really show a factor on us. I mean, we shot in Oklahoma for part of it. We shot in Los Angeles for part of it. And then we actually shot in DC, for the other part. And so, we didn't have to green screen anything or do anything like that. You know, ours is, we kind of go back to the traditional way of filmmaking. But it is out there. There's no doubt about it that people, you know, can shoot things on their iPhones, which is the way the technology is going. We're not to that point. doing that. But, you know, it's great for young filmmakers specifically, I think.
Well, and what I was thinking of was if you took this to a quote unquote major studio, took a treatment of this movie there, they'd say, well, it's not commercially viable. It doesn't fit the narrative that we want to. But because you can promote these things effectively on your own now, you can get the word out and not be canceled by these studios. In other words, you don't need them anymore to a very large degree. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's why PureFlix started. You know, we started PureFlix, myself and two other guys, in 2005 out of a garage, right, basically. And with the knowledge of wanting to make films and not be controlled, and also be able to distribute them. Production, you know, PureFlix is a production and distribution company. And we released about 100 movies, pretty much straight to DVD through the first 7 years. And in 2013, 14, we started making God's Not Dead, and really felt like it was a theatrical arm. And that was, you know, our move into the theatrical world. And it does, there's no doubt about it. You know, we've always been independently funded, and with people who just believe in what we're doing and the message that we're putting out there and the stories. And it's been a freeing thing because, you know, even all the way up until, even though we had been in business almost 9 years when God's Not Dead came out, all the studios called, everybody called us when that, you know, it was this little $1.2 million movie that did almost 10 million opening weekend and 700 screens and shocked the world. And everybody had the same question: who is PureFlix and what is this God's Not Dead? And Hollywood took notice. And from there, each one started opening face labels. I think it was just an awareness factor, even though 150 million people claimed to go to church once a month. Certainly before the pandemic, that stat might've come down obviously after the pandemic, you know, but that was the stat at that point. That many people claim to be people of faith. And I think that Hollywood took notice. You can't not take notice in that, in the bottom dollar, you know, of people's hunger for this kind of faith entertainment that is also inspirational and that opens up these different conversations. And so I'm excited to say that we were on the forefront of that. And now it's cool to see the different studios do it. However, it seems though they need, you know, they need people like us or the Irwins or Kevin Downs or the, you know, these other producers to really see it through. Cause I don't think, you know, if someone isn't of faith, it's hard to just step into this world and, you know, and be true, authentic in it.
I was going to say the audience can sniff out a poser pretty quickly. It's the next chapter, God's Not Dead, We the People. Digital, DVD, however you like to consume these products these days, go online to godsnotdead.com. David A.R. White joining us on the Todd Starnes program. Have you found, just in our last few moments here, have you found that because of the pandemic, it's been my experience, that because of all of this at-home learning forced upon people from Zoom, you have to sit there and the public schools teach your kids a couple hours a day with a computer, parents actually started figuring out what was being taught, and they realized, this is not how I want my child to be raised. So are you finding that the awakening of parents across the country ties directly into this kind of work that you're doing? Is it becoming even more sought after?
I mean, that's the interesting thing. It's like, you know, we didn't set out to do a homeschooling movie originally just because of it didn't seem like something that was viable and current. And with the pandemic and everything happening in that way, you know, homeschooling went from being 2.5 million people involved in it to now there's over 5 million involved in homeschooling. And everybody, even if you're not, my kids go to a private school, they go to Christian school. But as a parent, I didn't actually know that much about homeschooling, and we were all kind of forced into homeschooling our children in one way or the other. Yes, we had Zoom and we had the help of the place that our kids actually went to school, but it was the same thing that we were, I mean, I have a huge appreciation now and an awareness of homeschooling parents and what they're doing with their children. And there's no doubt about it. I think it did shock a lot of people to see what, you know, what the curriculums were and what their you know, having us teach our children even at an early age. And that doesn't sit well with a lot of parents. And that's what America was built on, is freedom, freedom from this. One of the stats just that I thought was very interesting about this movie in the process of making God's Not Dead, We the People is that also homeschooling parents are not just Christian parents. There's so many different people in different religions and different reasons of why people homeschool their children. And I thought that was fascinating, that it wasn't just about Christianity. And this also gets down to, again, it just goes back to that core reason of why we made this movie, is to alert people of where does that line that the government can step over into our homes, into our children's education, where do we draw that line? And that's what this movie really, I think, brings up. It's also entertaining. It's for the whole family, and you're going to love it. We opened it in theaters in October to standing ovations on three nights only because of the theater, you know, we're so packed up.
Sure.
But standing ovations and almost sold out to 600 screens across the United States. So we're excited to share this, you know, in your home, and I think you'll enjoy it, be inspired by it.
God's Not Dead, We the People. You can get it via digital, via DVD. In our last moment with David White, so what's been the most surprising thing to you as you have taken this journey?
Are you talking about this movie, or are you talking about the journey as a whole in the film industry?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, now you have a series of four, you now have this movie, the whole God's Not Dead project, quote unquote. What has surprised you as you looked back at it now?
I'm amazed at when the first one was made, it was this little kernel of an idea that we had, and we wanted to make a movie about apologetics and to bring up the conversations. And I was amazed at that point. Obviously, that became the number one independent live-action movie of the year. It went on to break all these box office records. It was amazing, the astounding, you know, place all over the world that it went into. A $1.2 million movie that grossed over $100 million worldwide is just extraordinary. And you take every single movie that we've made from then has hit people in different ways and resonated in so many ways. And here I thought, you know, I thought I was done. Reverend Dave was, you know, going to be retired and not being seen again. And when this movie came out to standing ovations and sold out performances all over the country, it was just astounding. Also, humbling, that I'm amazed at the faithfulness of God in our lives in so many different ways, and also how current and even scary that some the sacrifices that people bled and died for to create the United States of America is being threatened in a lot of different ways. And I'm proud to say that I believe that this movie brings the light of that and can shed a lot of light on that.
It's obviously a wonderful feeling to have created this body of work that has such impact. Mr. White, thank you so much for taking time, and I hope everyone does go to godsnotdead.com so they can see how they can view and own their own copy of the next chapter, God's Not Dead, We the People. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas. Thanks so much. God bless you guys.
David A.R. White joining us here on the Todd Starnes program. Pure Flix, Pinnacle Peak Pictures, you know him as Reverend Dave in the God's Not Dead series. And again, God's Not Dead, We the People, the brand new offering. And you go to godsnotdead.com for all the information. All right, we have another segment. Might have time to get a phone call from you if you'd like to get in to comment on what you've heard about today or leave us with a thought to end the program. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along on the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed-up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week.
And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
Welcome back to the Todd Stein Show from the Liberty University Studio. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Wednesday. So glad that you've been along today. Tim Van Horn will be behind the microphone in the Liberty University Studio tomorrow, Friday, it being Christmas Eve and all. We hope that you hear the program, the best of the Todd Stein Show, on Friday as you are out and about. Maybe it's the final shopping, maybe it's preparations for church, maybe it is traveling to get together with your family, and however you do get together, whether it is distantly, whether it is in your favorite place of worship, or with your family one-on-one, I truly, truly hope the blessings of the season are yours. Absolutely. I also want to tell you, because Todd often says that he is an open book on the program. And I want to tell you that because of some things here where I am at my radio station, I had to move to a different studio for this last hour of the program. And whenever you do make a change, then sometimes things are not absolutely perfect. And Grace and Kyle back there at the Mighty 990, the flagship in Memphis, have been tremendous about keeping everything moving along while, as I've said it before, the old story of the duck kind of going along on the water. Duck looks calm on the surface, but underneath, paddling like crazy. And so, as always, the team Starnes has done a tremendous job making this so easy for me. Thanks to all of you for calling in as well. And for Todd Starnes, as always, this is a great time of year to discuss hope and to discuss the things that you feel blessed about, and to have the relationship I have with these people and being able to share conversation with you is one of the things that I am truly blessed to have and truly thankful for. So as always, keep following this program online at toddstarnes.com. You can follow me as well. Go to my website, which is totallyiowa.com, totallyiowa.com, and that's where you can link to the podcast I have. Tim Van Horn will be here tomorrow. Hope you will be as well. So from the Liberty University studio, I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.